The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
The Abda Rav once told Over that there was a family that, I hate to say it, but by Pesach time, a person has to know that in the world there are people that do not have. There are people that come to my door that don't have enough money to buy just the wine. Forget matzos, forget the food, forget Shulchan Aruch, just the wine. So the people didn't have money. They used to have money, they used to have enough, and now they went down completely. Without having any money at all, they didn't know how they're going to make this Seder. The only thing is, when they used to be wealthy, this couple had a kos shel Elio, a cup for Elio HaNovi that was huge. The cup was worth a lot of money. The husband comes home. He's a very, very committed, very deeply religious individual, and says to his wife, I would like to sell the kos shel Elio, the cup that belonged to Elio HaNovi. I would like to sell it so that we'll have food for the Seder. She looks at him. The kos shel Elio of Elio HaNovi, the kos that is there for his honor, the kos that is there from year to year, that I am sure he comes to our Seder and he drinks from. When he will come, what will he have? It's not ours to sell. It belongs to him. It's hektish. It's mammon hektish. The husband tried to explain to her, if we don't have a Seder, then what good is the whole thing? What will we have to eat? What will we have to drink? What will we do? All the mitzvot of the night of the Seder, maror, matzah, Shulchan Aruch, everything down the drain. She was adamant. They had a mild argument about it. Not a big argument, but a mild argument about it. At the end, she prevailed. She would not let her husband take the kos shel Elio as much as he tried to get her to agree. Okay. It was the day of the Erev Pesach. They had absolutely nothing to make the Seder with. It was bad. So the husband saw the matzav. It's already the afternoon. And he said, there's nothing here. I might as well go to shul. I'll say tehillim. I'll prepare for Yom Tov. No reason to stay around here and look at the table. He goes to shul. She gets a knock on the door. A very distinguished looking person knocks on the door with a great hadras panim and says to her, I'm sorry. I am here from a distant city. I did not know I'd have to be here for Pesach. I beg you, could I please join in your Seder? She said, we would love to have you for a Seder, but we don't have anything to eat. We don't have anything to use for wine. We have nothing. He said, it's okay. I'm extremely wealthy. I am very happy to provide enough money for everything that you need, for the entire Seder, and for all the days of Pesach, and I will give you the money right now, and then I'll come back to see you tonight. Without any further ado, he didn't wait. He put into her hands a huge sum of money. She went out. She bought the matzahs. She bought the wine. She brought the maror, bus of a dog in b'chol matamim, everything you can imagine. She laid the Seder table. Husband comes home after Maariv. He didn't rush home. Some people rush home. It's a big simcha in the house. Other people, the last place they want to go is home. And today, unfortunately for reasons, other reasons as well, they don't rush home. He comes to his house, and he sees, when he walks in, table set, everything on the table, can't imagine it. Anything that you could ever want to have at the Seder, he had at the Seder, and he can't get over it. He rushes over to his wife and said, what happened? So she said, I will tell you. There was a man that came, and he wanted to come to us tonight for the Seder. I told him we didn't have anything. He was exceedingly wealthy. He gave to me all of this money, and he said he's going to join us. And he gave enough for the whole Pesach. So the couple sat down, and they waited for their guest. And they wait. And they wait, and they wait. He doesn't show up. And they don't eat. They don't start Haggadah. Finally, it's by Chatzos. The husband said to the wife, If we don't eat quick, we're going to miss it. By Chatzos, we got to do a lot of the mitzvahs, so what are we going to do? Husband said, okay, what can I do? And they started eating quickly. They said, I'll go to quickly. They caught up. It came to the part of Shvelcha Moscha. Shvelcha Moscha, when you open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. In that moment, the husband fell deep asleep. The wife tried to wake him up. She could not. The wife tried to push him. She couldn't. She used some water, and he wouldn't wake up. Finally, she realized she has to open the door herself. She opens up the door. The man with the hadras panim is standing there. He says the following, I want you to know, the reason that you are zoche to see me and nobody else is because you were willing to be mosa nefesh. You were willing to self-sacrifice, not to sell my cup, Eliyahu HaNavi's cup. And that's why you are zoche to see me, but your husband is not. He gave her a bracha. At the end of the bracha, he left. Short while later, the husband woke up, and she told to him what had happened. Maisa Shahaya, from that day onwards, the family never needed another penny. Whatever they wanted, they had. The Abderov said that we don't know what it means when an individual has the schut to have Mesiras Nefesh for mitzvot. We think a mitzvah, it's difficult for me to do. If the mitzvah is difficult for me to do, so Hashem understands. Onus Rachmana Patre. So I don't have to do it. So there's ways out of it. But when a person says, no, I'm going to be Mosa Nefesh for the mitzvah. When a person says, there's no way that I'm going to miss this mitzvah, I'm going to do it. It's more important to me than anything. It's more important to me than eating the Pesach Seder and having everything. When a person's on that level, then all of the brachot open up.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org